Chapter 6, Work Products. Introduction. Some of the information in this chapter for each such work product is also set forth at AWPSE. A. A description. B. Background reading. C. Sample work product. D. Fees. And E. Requisite data and documentation. In the chapter sections which follow, additional information for each work product is set forth. A. Brief description of the work product. B. Typical users and purposes for each work product. And C. How or why the work product meets the goals and standards established in Chapter 1. Actuarial. An actuarial work product is defined to be one that A. conforms to the Academy's standards and B. is executed by a qualified actuary. Such work products are created and maintained by AWPSE. Administrative. An administrative work product is similar to an actuarial work product, except A. it does not have to meet the Academy's standards, but B. is created and maintained by AWPSE. Client work product. A client-directed work product is A. an administrative work product, and is B. created and maintained by AWPSE for such client. Actuarial work products. Claim reserve for healthcare. Description. This product provides such reserve on a claims paid basis, and A. shows both the actuarially determined incurred and not paid claim reserves. B. may show the estimated claims in the course of settlement. C. shows the confidence limits appropriate to the computations. And D. may show the claims runout experience for prior posted reserve. Uses and purposes. The typical user is A. a TPA, B. a practitioner, C. an HMO, D. an actuary, E. an accountant, or F. a plan sponsor. The typical purpose is for A. AICPA FAS 5, B. IRS/DOL Form 5500, C. IRS Form 990, D. IRS Form 941, E. state certifications, or F. a MEWA. Goals and standards. The work product is an example of stochastic modeling as described in Chapter 12. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Monte Carlo 1. Description. Monte Carlo 1 provides up to 4 estimates. Number 1, claim fluctuation measures with specific stop loss. This actuarial work product provides the statistical variance of the projected plan sponsor paid claims, including claims above the specific stop loss limit for the indicated 12-month plan period. Number 2, economic value of stop loss specific only. This actuarial work product provides the economic value of the specific only stop loss when applied to the projected claims, including claims above such specific stop loss for the indicated 12-month plan period. Number 3, economic value of stop loss, specific and aggregate. This actuarial work product provides the economic value of the specific and aggregate only stop loss when applied to the projected claims, including claims above such specific stop loss for the indicated 12-month plan period. Number 4, economic value of stop loss, aggregate only, or variable corridors. This actuarial work product provides the economic value of the aggregate only stop loss with a variable corridor when applied to the projected plan claims, excluding claims above the specific stop loss, if any, for the indicated 12-month plan period. Users and purposes. The typical user is A. a TPA, B. a practitioner, C, an HMO, D, an actuary, or an E, a plan sponsor. The typical purposes are to show A, the potential errors in claim projections, B, whether the quoted stop-loss premiums are reasonable, and C, what the cost impact would be if the stop-loss terms were modified. Goals and standards. This work product uses Monte Carlo simulation as described in Chapter 12. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Monte Carlo 2. Description. This work product provides the monetary value of the benefits, stop-loss terms, and managed care terms trifurcated between the A, participant, B, plan sponsor, and C, stop-loss carrier for the subject health care plan. Users and purposes. The typical user is A, a TPA, B, a practitioner, C, an HMO, D, an actuary, or E, a plan sponsor. The typical purpose is A, to show the relative economic value of different plan designs, and B, to show the economic effects of amending the base plan for HRA or HSA purposes. Goals and standards. This work product uses the Monte Carlo simulation as described in Chapter 12. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Government Entity Certifications. Description. This work product includes three versions. Number 1, Florida. FS Section 112.08 requires self-funded health plans of government entities to submit an annual filing demonstrating actuarial soundness. This work product is under construction. Number 2, Iowa. IAC Title 905A requires self-funded health care plans of government entities to submit an annual filing demonstrating actuarial soundness. Number 3, Ohio. ORS Section 9.8333 requires self-funded health care plans of government entities to submit an annual filing demonstrating actuarial soundness. Users and purposes. The typical users include A, a TPA, B, practitioners, and C, a government entity. The purpose would be to comply with a particular state law. Goals and standards. The application of advanced technology set forth in Chapter 12 is not appropriate with this work product. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Medicare Part D. Description. This work product includes two versions. Number 1, Medicare Part D Subsidy Feasibility Analysis. The work product provides A, an actuarial certification that the RX benefits provided by the plan sponsor to its retirees with Medicare eligibility are at least as favorable, that is, actuarially equivalent, as those of the Medicare Part D, and B, a feasibility analysis which quantifies the amount of economic advantage or disadvantage to the plan sponsor in electing either the subsidy or the wraparound. Number 2, Medicare Part D, Creditable Coverage Certification. This work product provides an actuarial certification that the RX benefits provided by the plan sponsor to its active participants who either have or might become eligible for Medicare Part D are actuarially equivalent thereto. The safe harbor rule may or may not be used. Users and purposes. The typical user is A, a TPA, B, a practitioner, C, an HMO, D, an actuary, or E, a plan sponsor. The typical purpose is to A, provide a feasibility analysis so that the plan sponsor might elect or not elect the subsidy option, and B, provide an opinion of creditable coverage where the safe harbor option is not appropriate. Goals and standards. This work product does not use any advanced technology as set forth in Chapter 12 because such is not appropriate. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Annual Actuarial Report. Description. For the projected upcoming plan year, the annual actuarial report provides three useful healthcare plan-related estimates. Number one, recommended funding factors. Number two, COBRA rates. Number three, claim reserves on a claims-made basis, where the use of such is limited to COBRA premium computation purposes only. Those items may be divided as shown below, as may be requested. Number one, tiering, that is, I or P/C or P/S or P+1 or F. Number two, benefits, that is, M or RX or DV. Number three, plan options, that is, gold or silver or bronze. Number four, risk pools, that is, actives and retirees. Users and purposes. The typical user is A, a TPA, B, a practitioner, C, an HMO, D, an actuary, or E, a plan sponsor. The typical purposes are A, to meet legal requirements as respects COBRA, B, to offer recommended funding factors, and C, to show an estimate of claim reserves. Goals and standards. The work product is a mathematical model, albeit a relatively simple one. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Consumer-driven healthcare. Description. Two types of plans are so defined. Number one, HRA plan. This work product quantifies the monetary savings to the plan sponsor if the subject plan is amended by placing a large front-end deductible thereon. Such savings is shared in part by the plan sponsor, who agrees to contribute some monthly amount into the HRA account. This work product may be used to measure such HRA contribution so as to result in a predetermined net cost savings to the plan sponsor. Number two, HSA plan. This work product quantifies the monetary savings to the plan sponsor of the retrifurcating the total plan covered health care expenses from the present non-HSA to the new HSA, with the new entity called the High Deductible Health Plan, or HDHP. The cost borne by the three entities, the participant, plan sponsor, and stop-loss carrier, are all measured. The result is the amount with which the plan sponsor could deposit into the HSA so as to maintain financial parity. Users and purposes. The typical user is A, the TPA, B, a practitioner, C, an HMO, D, an actuary, or E, a plan sponsor. These work products function essentially as feasibility studies leading up to the possible adoption of such plans by the plan sponsor. Goals and standards. This work product uses the Monte Carlo 2 simulation as described in Chapter 12. The work product reflects the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Federal income tax. Descriptions. Two types of work products are needed. Number one, discrimination. The purpose of this work product is to provide the user with the amount of the gross economic value of the subject healthcare plan for the subject fiscal year, which value will serve as the basis for the accountant prepared IRS Form 1099 with respect to those highly compensated individuals who receive discriminatory plan terms or benefits. Self-employed, number two. The purpose of this work product is to provide the user with the economic value of the subject health plan benefits as prescribed herein to the plan sponsor to be used in preparation of the requisite needed IRS Form 1099 for certain self-employed participants. Users and purposes. Typically, the accountants or attorneys in either A, professional firms, such as lawyer partners, or in sub-S firms, such as major share owners, or A, plans where the prohibited group, such as officers, receive discriminatory benefits. In these instances, the accountant or attorney may request an opinion from an actuary as to the economic value of the plan-provided excess benefit. This increase, that is, the value of the high benefit less the value of the standard benefit, becomes a taxable amount to such person reported as Form 1099 taxable income. Goals and standards. No comment is needed here because work products that are already prepared may be used. Accounting related. Description. There are three versions of this work product. Number one, FASB 112 calculations, or H1. The purpose of this work product is to determine the present value of a stream of future health care benefits for purposes of FASB 112. Some, but not necessarily all, of the variables used in the calculation include the following: age, health status, sex, benefits, interest, mortality, and morbidity. Number two, alternatives to retired life reserves, FASB 106, or H2A. This work product eliminates the need for an FASB 106 determination by reclassifying retirees under age 65 to COBRA participants, if and only if the health plan is appropriately amended. Number three, alternatives to retired life reserves, GASB 43 and 45, or H2B. This work product eliminates the need for a GASB 43 and 45 determinations by subdividing the risk pools and making the retiree risk pool participant pay all. Users and purposes. The typical user is A, a TPA, B, a practitioner, C, an HMO, D, an actuary, E, an accountant, or F, a plan sponsor. The primary purpose of work product number one is to capitalize the present value of future payments using actuarial methods. This is an exercise that some accountants will decline to do. The primary purpose of work product number two and work product number three is to offer an actuarial computation that will eliminate the need to meet retired life reserve requirements. Goals and standards. These work products do not use the advanced methods described in Chapter 12. These work products reflect the professional standards described in Chapter 1. Administrated work products general purpose. Introduction. These work products, A, do not meet the Academy's professional standards, but B, are designed by general use by a wide range of users. There are numerous such work products because of the multiplicity of benefits. LTD, death, dismemberment, dental, vision, hearing, critical illness, long-term care, Medicare supplement, legal benefits, and such as these. For each such benefit, there might be multiple work products. Proposal/feasibility, renewal proposal, claims experience, underwriting, financials, etc. Special needs may arise where the plan design is A, consumer-directed, B, requiring stop-loss or having special tax requirements. Administrative work products, special purpose. Introduction. This work product is referred to as document preparation and management. These work products are similar in nature to the general purpose administrative work products, except A, they have a special or specific purpose, and B, they require specific programming. Completed special work products include the following: 501(c)(a) trust agreement, 419(a) trust agreement, employer-related database, and HRA plan document. 501(c)(a) trust agreement. This work product is a generalized trust agreement that makes provision for a union being a party thereto. 419(a) trust agreement. This is a generalized trust agreement for a non-qualified employer-sponsored trust, where a union is not a party thereto. Employer-related database. Any user is able to obtain an employer-related database and work product by entering the requisite data and documentation. Such work product is classed as A, an administrative work product, and subclassed under B, document preparation and management. Such work product is in two parts, A, general information, and B, ERM information. Where the employer uses any of the underwriting and rating proposals for the new self-funding benefits, the general information employer database work product is required, that is, part A above. When the employer uses the risk management work product, the employer database is set forth in the Appendix B. Confidentiality issues. Three comforting thoughts are offered with respect to confidentiality issues. A. No data or documentation will be entered that is not available as published information in city or school libraries. B. The user has the option of raising the AWPSE security level, more complex username/password, and or periodic changes thereof. And C. The ID data of the employer could be coded. Description of data. An outline of the database follows. Number 1, employer related. Number 2, employee/participant related. Number 3, financial related. Number 4, underwriting related. Number 5, risk related. Risk management work products. There are more than a few work products that A, may or may not be actuarial, and B, are of a special purpose not related to any risk or benefit. These include the following. Number 1, risk management related, plan benefits design. This actuarial work product provides a checklist of proposed healthcare plan changes in either benefits or design, which will impact on the expected plan claims experience. Such proposed changes are risk management in nature. Approximate profiling of the effect on plan costs is included. Number 2, risk management related plan administration. This administrative actuarial work product provides a checklist of proposed healthcare plans which will impact on the expected plan claims experience. Such proposed changes are risk management in nature. Approximate profiling of the effect on plan costs is included. Number 3, risk management related, age graded and gender graded plan funding. This actuarial work product provides A, alternate plan funding that is age graded and or gender graded, and B, separate plan funding levels by risk pools, dependent children, active/COBRA/spouses and retirees. Both A and B may be stratified by benefit, hospital, RX, dental, etc. Such work products meet ADEA, ERISA, and IRC discrimination standards. Number 4, risk management related geographic graded plan funding. Such finding variations are quite proper if A, supportable by an actuarial certification of parity, B, the health plan is appropriately amended, and C, there is no de facto discrimination, 1, against the protected group, or 2, in favor of the prohibited group. Number 5, risk management related self-funding appropriateness test. This work product is a self-appraisal exercise by which a user may gain an index measuring the suitability of self-funding to a particular prospective plan sponsor with a given set of facts or documentation. Number 6, employer risk management. This work product is essentially an ERM analysis for smaller employers. It does not meet the Sarbanes-Oxley standards and is not in any way to be considered a substitute for an actuarial work product. Its nature is administrative only. It uses the employer database as a basis for its analysis. Number 7, risk appraisal. This work product proposes to move from a database index or a measurement of the likely high claims that result therefrom. This concludes Chapter 6.